join in with each and every one of you. As soon as Jesus heard the words that were spoken, he said, we are going to talk about modeling after the behavior of Christ and how important it is. The way we respond in a moment of crisis dictates the results. The way that we respond in a moment of crisis, in the moment of unexpected news, when things seem to shift quickly, the way we respond matters. It matters so much. It actually many times determines the outcome. Amen. Praise the Lord. Before we get started with that, I want to show you this video here for our conference that's coming up, our Fired Up conference. Powerful, powerful conference. It's September the 26th. Here is a fun little video for you. Powerful. So much fun. I love that little video. It's so cute. We've got all different, ages and it's just adorable. It's just adorable. Every time I watch that video, I just think it's so cute. But in spite of, regardless of that, we are excited for the conference that's coming up. So excited. It is our yearly conference, and every year the Lord, he has told me to have this conference Fired Up. He named it. This is initiated from the Lord, which I love that, because when the Lord initiates something, then you know he's breathing on it. You know he is going to bring forth fruits of righteousness, right? So every year we have people that come from different states, and they just fill that room, and it's a powerful night. I know we say that word so much that sometimes it almost loses its potency, but it is such a powerful Holy Ghost night. Those that have been there know what I'm talking about, but you know, the Holy Spirit just moves in an incredible way. I mean, it is definitely, people leave so different, so changed, so on fire, so filled with the glorious presence of the King, healed and delivered and saved, and hope to continue moving forward in their families. Amen. And this year, the Lord has already been speaking to me specifically for this conference, and you're going to start seeing it come out in our newsletter that I send out periodically. If you are not on our newsletter, if you don't receive my newsletters, I highly encourage you to go straight to kathycoppola.org and register for the newsletters. They are free. And what God has been speaking to me about the conference coming up, I'm starting to just drop a little bit of it on these newsletters that I'm sending out. And so I encourage you strongly to go to the website, kathycoppola.org. You can go to houseofglorychurch.org as well. And you can sign up for the newsletter in that way, and so that you won't miss what God is speaking beforehand, like before the conference starts. Amen. It's going to be a powerful, powerful night. I've got my flyer up here where it says fast, fired up, fired up fast. So we are fasting here. Let me make this a bit larger. We are fasting. We've already started. We're going to continue through October the 10th. Please join us in this fast. It is, we're fasting for breakthrough. We're fasting for breakthrough. We believe that God is the God of breakthrough. Amen. And we are fasting for breakthrough. It's important. And so that is, my friends, this is what we are referring to here. It's what I'm talking about. It's just, there it is again. So you can fast as the Lord directs. So as he directs you to. Amen. Okay. Well, welcome to all of you. I see you're already online and you're already commenting. God bless you all. God bless you. Yes. Amen. Amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Please share the video while we are live. It's best if we share it while it's live. So I appreciate if you do that. In Mark 5, let me get to the message here really quick. Mark 5. I was reading this portion of scripture to my granddaughter the other day, Mark 5 and 36, you know, and this portion of scripture we have read so many different times in the past, but you know how the word is. I mean, it'll just jump out at you every time you read it, right? And so it's the portion of scripture where Jesus restores a little girl, a dead girl, that is, to life. He raises a dead girl to life. And at the same time, he also heals the woman with the issue of blood, right? Well, when news came to Jesus, when news came and they said, don't bother the master because your daughter is already dead. So while Jesus healed the woman with the issue of blood for 12 years, right? And he's on his way to go and heal the little girl that was sick. News came. While he was still speaking, it says here in verse 35, someone came from the ruler's synagogue and he said, your daughter is dead. Why trouble the teacher any further? So this little girl went from being sick to dying, right? News traveled and they said, don't even bother him. It's too late. It's too late, right? We asked him to come. He didn't come when we asked him to come. He was delayed. He healed the woman with the issue of blood. He was delayed, right? He was going to be on his way. He was coming to our home next, but it's too late. She's dead. Don't bother the master any further, right? And at that very moment, listen to the very next line, verse 36, Matthew 5, 36 says this, as soon, hear this time, as soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, Jesus did something. As soon as he heard the negative word, as soon as he heard the panic, as soon as he heard the flesh, as soon as he heard just fear being released into the atmosphere, as soon as Jesus heard the negative statement, he said something completely opposite to what was already said. That is a key for us. That is a key. As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he said to the ruler of the synagogue, do not be afraid, only believe. Wait, news just came that she's dead. News just came that this little girl is dead. But instead of saying, oh my goodness, what happened? What's going on? Well, let's hurry up and get there. Or even just anything in the natural like that, right? He didn't even allow that. He didn't allow that to happen. He just said, no, no. He said, do not be afraid. He immediately interjected it with words of life. Do not be afraid, only believe. Don't just believe a little bit, but still wonder. Don't just entertain fear and tactics of fear, but then speak faith. Only believe. Only believe. As soon as Jesus heard this, this is a key for us. How do we respond when crisis hits? When unexpected news, bad news comes, or when the world all around us all of a sudden shifts and you're like, you can feel the panic. As soon as you hear that, as soon as you feel that, you speak the opposite word. You speak the word of faith. You apply the word of faith. You decree what God has already said in his word. As soon. Time and time again in the Gospels, we see this pattern. Jesus will immediately, as soon as he hears, he moves. He didn't panic. He didn't hesitate. He did not react in the flesh. He moved quickly. He moved accurately. He moved without delay, without delay. As believers, we're called to do the very same thing. We need to cultivate such a quick response within our spirit man. And we do this by practice. We do this by self-control. We do this by training ourselves to respond Christ-like. Respond Christ-like so that you're cultivating a reflex of immediate faith-filled obedience. Immediate. Amen? So we know the end result. As soon as Jesus heard the word, the negative word, as soon as Jesus heard the fear-filled words that was spoken, he immediately said, do not be afraid, only believe. That took faith for everyone to listen to him, right? And to do that, right? Right after that, he ends up taking the child by the hand and he says, Talitha kumi, which means, little girl, I say to you, arise. He's speaking to a dead girl. He's speaking to a dead young girl. And he says, Talitha Kumi, little girl, I say to you, arise. While he had put out all those that were filled with fear, he put them out. He spoke, do not be afraid, only believe. He put out the naysayers, and then he addressed what he needed to address, taking the issue by the hand, speaking right to it, even calling it by name. There are so many things that we need to be walking in, just found in those few verses that I just read here today. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He has asked us, he's told us, he's commanded us to do as he has done, to do, go forth and spread the good news, to go and make disciples. In Matthew 28, the Great Commission, we are called to do the same. We are called to do the same. When we see, we need to be faith-filled and not fear-filled. We need to be faith-filled people, not fear-filled people. When we see opposition, we respond with the word, as soon. Remember the key word here, as soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken. You're going to hear that negative word. You're going to hear that, oh man, this is always taking place. You're going to hear that negative word. You're going to hear, well, what do you expect? You get old, you get sick. You're going to hear that negative word. You know, well, we never have enough finances, you know, to make ends meet. You know, whatever that might be. Whatever it might be, you're going to hear the negative word. But as soon as Jesus heard it, he responded, do not be afraid, only believe. He responded in faith, and we're called to respond in faith as well. Amen. Why? When we respond in faith, Jesus modeled the end result. We don't just respond in faith, then we go and pray and take action. He went and prayed and he took action. He went over to the little girl after he put the naysayers out. He took her by the hand. There are some things you need to go physically and say, in the name of Jesus, that thing is not dead, it's alive. I command life to that thing right now. In the name of Jesus, you go and speak to it. You go call it out by name. You go address that thing by name. You go point to that thing. You go lift that thing up. You go speak. You make sure that you're on the scene. You're called to be on the scene where Jesus has called you to be. Amen.